Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our guest, East Lansing School Superintendent, Dr. David Chapin. Hello, David. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm well. I'm a little hoarse from being a good Spartan on Saturday night, but probably doing a little better than Coach D'Antonio, and we wish him and his family the very best, that's for sure. But a little hoarse, but in good spirits.
You know, it was a great day in so many ways. And then there are always a couple of things that detract from it. And I don't mean the episode that Mark D'Antonio had. I actually look at that as a very positive thing in terms of long-range future and what would have happened if he hadn't gotten that warning sign. But I was told today that there were 32 drunks taken to the emergency room Saturday night with an average alcohol level of 0.35. That's unbelievable.
That's not healthy.
No, that's certainly one of the situations happens with night football and East Lansing. That's become an unfortunate trend. I want to talk to you about the East Lansing Education Association and the school district and a two-year ratification of contract and some changes there.
Well, very good. Happy to talk about it.
All right. Now, this also involves a switch of health insurance and teachers paying a significant share of premiums, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And what does that mean to the district and to taxpayers?
Well, you know, first of all, maybe I should just back up a moment and say that negotiating a contract in the conditions that we're in right now really requires some pretty good and significant thinking from all parties. And I was real proud to be in our school district and work with our teachers association and work with our school board in trying to reach some kind of compromise. And we did at the core of this on the district side was having a premium share. We've not had a premium share in East Lansing before this settlement. That's been criticized by some in the community. We've had our carrier has been PHP, and they've serviced us well, and we have appreciated the service from PHP, and they've allowed us to keep our rates down a little bit, and we haven't necessarily needed the premium share. But the premium share was significant in these discussions, and the Teachers Association seemed to understand that as well. At the same time, they were interested in some products from Mesa. Mm-hmm. So we got into a little back and forth between Mesa and PHP, advantage ELPS really in many ways, and respect and appreciate the work done on all sides of that particular element of this settlement. But it did result in a switch to Mesa as our carrier and a premium share for our teachers of 4.5% of the premium in the first year, and in the second year, 5.5%.
Had there been any dissatisfaction with PHP other than strictly the financial,
no,
the numbers involved?
No, PHP has been a good carrier. We had a wonderful relationship with PHP, still do, and we like to keep all options open in the future. So, it was a simple matter of negotiating, collective bargaining, and compromise, and that's the way it came out.
Mesa, of course, the insurance component, the Michigan Education Association, and in terms of teachers paying part of the premium, how contentious did that get, and was that a sticking point at any point in negotiations?
Well, I suppose, you know, that was certainly a point of discussion and compromise along the way. I don't know that contentious was really a part of our discussions along the way. I think we were we maintained a reasonable tenor throughout, and sticking point, I suppose, you know, it's not a sticking point because we were able to get a two-year contract before school started, and that
right.
was our goal. And you know, if it's November or December, maybe we call it a sticking point. But I think, given the timing of this settlement, I guess I'd stay away from from that? Was it a significant point of discussion? It sure was. Yeah.
Dr. David Chapman, Dr. David Chapman, superintendent of East Lansing Public Schools, our guest on Ebling and You. David, when we look at teacher salaries here, the first-year teachers now coming in at roughly $38,000, and they go up to more than $70,000. Is that fair compensation for teaching in this market?
Well, I think that's our salary schedule is fairly competitive in the mid-Michigan area. You know, it's hard to debate, you know, a good teacher in the life of a child and a family is worth a lot more than a salary and a salary schedule. So it's a little difficult to debate numbers and the worth of our profession. But in the context of mid-Michigan, our salary schedule is fairly competitive. It's not at the top end. But it's certainly not at the bottom end, and we think it's fairly competitive, and we want it to be fairly competitive because we'd like to attract outstanding teachers to our school district.
You want to attract them, you want to retain them, and you also want to attract and retain students. And with the numbers we have seen recently, East Lansing and a number of other districts have done just that.
Well, we're up a little bit this year. Our final or our official count isn't due for another week or so, but we seem to be all indications are is that our enrollment is up a little bit this year. Jack, there's another interesting feature to this contract which is new to our contract and will be new to contracts around the state. In January, Governor signed into law statutes that establish a correlate between compensation and classroom performance, student achievement specifically. And for the first time, we had significant conversation about that in our negotiations. And we've taken a baby step, but a significant baby step there. And there's some language in our contract that has us creating a committee of district, an administrative committee, and a teacher committee that will report out by April 1st on the instrument and the compensation in the future. But in the first year, this year that we've just started, 10-11, a satisfactory evaluation in East Lansing will equate to an end of the year off the salary schedule, one-time payment of $300. So that will require an evaluation of all of our professional staff on an annual evaluation. We had a little different cadence to that in years past. This year we'll be evaluating all teachers in East Lansing, and there will be a correlate to performance in a very small $300 stipend. Some would argue and debate, you know, how that will reshape behaviors or affirm at a level that's significant enough, but we think it's a very significant first step, and we believe that it, you know, it correlates to the letter and spirit of the new statutes in place approved by the legislature in December and signed into law by the governor in January. So a new and significant feature in teacher negotiations at present.
Dr. David Chapin, superintendent of the East Lansing Schools, our guest. David, a lot of discussion about merit pay and whether it is a good thing, a bad thing. I guess it could be either, depending on how it is administered. But you obviously have reached agreement, as you mentioned, on how that should be done. And that seemed to be a major sticking point with a lot of the Education Association people, that there wasn't a fair way to do that. Apparently, you found one that's acceptable.
Well, we found one that's acceptable in year one, and how this plays out 3 years from now and 5 years from now will be very intriguing. And as a student of the process, I can't help but be intrigued. It is a different way to look at teacher performance. We have some outstanding teachers in our school district, and it would be nice to be able to, you know, have more than $300 at the end of the year to say a good job. But, you know, our teachers associations are part of a union, and so it's a collective bargaining agreement that we work with and respect. But it's a fascinating element, statute driven, and we'll see how it plays out. I'm pleased with our first step, pleased with the understanding that our teachers have, but know that this has many generations left before we position it in a way that we're comfortable with. Research pro and con all over this issue and its impact on improved teaching and, more specifically, improved student outcomes. So a lot to be written there.
David, philosophically, though, you like the concept?
Well, I think philosophically I'm in support of some kind of compensation that affirms outstanding teaching, yes.
Right. Well, the idea is what's best for the students and how the students benefit within the budget restrictions, I guess, is what we should all be looking for. East Lansing School Superintendent Dr. David Chapin, our guest. David, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. We will be right back, and Ken Glickman is going to be with us, and we'll have our weekly installment of Get a Job coming up next on Ebling & You.